Hey, everyone. Welcome to a special bonus Locked On Lakers for Sunday. Brian Kamenetsky, Andy Kamenetsky. The Lakers get robbed in Boston. Yes, flat out robbed. That's next.
You are Locked On Lakers. Your daily Los Angeles Lakers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Thanks to everybody for making Locked On Lakers first listen of every day, Monday through Friday, and sometimes on weekends, especially after the Lakers get absolutely screwed against their traditional rivals in Boston. Always free, never behind a paywall. Locked On Lakers on YouTube is where you go to see us look disgusted as we are now. Andy, there's a tremendous amount of stuff in this game to unpack big picture, and we will do a lot of it for Monday's show. But today, for this bonus episode, it is simple. The Lakers should have won this game in Boston. They were absolutely 100% robbed of it by bad officiating. I tell my kids when they play soccer, don't blame the game on the officials. If I'm Gloria James and I have the same room, I'm telling LeBron, go ahead and complain about the officials.
Here's the thing. If you want to say that it's too reductive or too simple to blame it on the officials because so much else happens over the course of a game, bad sportsmanship, you know, it's a bad musician who blames his instruments, whatever, fine. But what the Lakers absolutely were, and this is irrefutable, with that missed call on the last play of the game, LeBron driving to the basket, clearly fouled, and this is not you and me saying it. This is not the millions, billions of Laker fans worldwide saying it. It's not Lakers Twitter saying it. It's actually the league saying it in what was the quickest admission of an F-up I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was in the pool report. I mean, like right away. They didn't even say, like, we have to go. It's like, we missed it. The crew missed it. It was terrible.
It's never this quick from the league, like not even from the referees explaining or whatever, like from the league. This is before the last 2 minute report came out, which basically the last 2 minute report should just be a shrug emoji. Like, but here's what I will say. What the Lakers were absolutely robbed of was the opportunity to win the game, because you can't say definitively that LeBron would have made both of those free throws. Maybe he misses them both. Maybe they go to overtime. But we will never know because the referees missed a glaringly obvious call. Obvious.
Yeah. And Eric Lewis is a crew chief, and they talked about it after the game. But it is, I understand what you're saying, and you're right. There are 1,000 things that happened. Lakers didn't play well in overtime. It took them at least 2.5 minutes to kind of recover mentally from what happened. Patrick Beverley started them off down a point because he got a technical for bringing a camera on the floor, which while
to show the referee,
He showed up from the digital display on the back of the camera, the play where LeBron got fouled. And while I respect the sort of artistic merit of that particular, you can't do that right there. No. You can't put your team behind. All of those things are relevant.
Do it after and get fined. Whatever. Right. You can't do
all
it
of those things are relevant to the big picture. Hey, now nuts, let's not blame the ref. Like, LeBron James should have been on the free throw line with 3/10 of a second left in the game.
Yeah,
that's it. And the Lakers, in every game, players make mistakes. You wish you make this one, you blow a layup. Like, oh, you make a play over here and that one doesn't matter. Okay, but this is the Lakers on the road against one of the elite teams in the Eastern Conference, and they played their bleeps off to stay in this game and to stay tight and all of these things. They continue to play in the way that Lakers fans, I think, have come to expect them to and appreciate. And you simply can't miss that call. It was too, I don't know what it is that you're looking for. Like, a lot of times Steph Curry gets the line because you see where the ball ends up, you know, on a three-pointer, and you're like, well, Steph isn't going to miss by that much on a three. When was the last time LeBron James, who's going to pass Kareem in a week or whatever it is for the career scoring title, missed a layup the way that ball came out of his hand? It just, I know you don't want to blow the whistle and decide the game with a free throw. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for the league.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, again, you don't want the referees to decide the game, but if you're going to take it that literally, then you might as well just declare the last minute will go unrefed.
That is the referees decide, but not calling fouls is just as much the referees deciding games as blowing the whistle ridiculously.
And it was a badly officiated game throughout up to this point. Like, there was a play where Anthony Davis got called for a foul when Malcolm Brogdon was hooking his arm. Mm-hmm. And again, like, this was obvious. The Lakers had to waste a challenge call, which they got rewarded.
It was about 3 minutes to go. Anthony Davis defending Jason Tatum on a drive called for a foul that shouldn't have been.
No.
It was a critical part of the moment in the game. Darvin was correct to use his challenge there, and he did. He just wished. That's another thing. Why don't you keep your challenge if you call it and are successful?
And then in the meantime, too, for the Lakers this season, and this is, again, not me as a Laker fan being sour grapes, Laker fans watching this show, listening to this podcast, Lakers Twitter down the line being sour grapes. The Lakers have been hurt a lot down the stretch of close games, admitted in these last 2 minute reports that now just feel like double middle fingers when you see them. Like, this is not Laker fans complaining or just, you know, thinking that Lakers exceptionalism should apply to them at all times. This is the league saying we missed these calls. And as LeBron said after the game, and LeBron was mad after this game, I don't blame him. He was mad. But I thought he summed this up really well, both in terms of his frustration, but also the practical ramifications of this. Quote, "We have no room for error. This is one of the best games we played all year, and to have it fall on somebody else's judgment or non-judgment is just ridiculous." Like, he's right. Like, the Lakers cannot afford to have the referees F up a game for them. Like, you know,
let alone multiple games.
Yeah. And look, they've effed up games on their own too. Like, you know, the last minute of overtime on both sides of the floor, I don't know what the hell the Lakers were doing, but offensively and defensively, like, whether you agree with the fouling while down strategy or not, whatever, they were way too slow in fouling. Their last possession, they were walking the ball up the court. I'm like, guys, like, the F are you doing?
Hustle.
Yeah, like, yeah, they are not blameless in this.
No, and, you know, Pat Beverly made a couple really great offensive plays down the stretch, including his first dunk in like 3 years that left LeBron astonished. Nate, you took a screen grab of it and tweeted it out. It was one of the most miraculous offensive plays I've ever seen.
Offensive rebound, put back dunk.
It was incredible and like something genuinely unexpected.
Pat Bev has always been a good offensive rebounder. I wouldn't have thought he could get up like that though.
Like, no, I mean, it was shocking, but, you know, he also fouled Jaylen Brown. You know, the controversy over not fouling with up three with 14, that's something maybe we can talk about for Monday's show too. Fans are complaining about Darvin and that were a lot of anger around Darvin and his choices for this game on Saturday night. And again, we'll get to a lot of these on Monday. There's so much to unpack in this game, what it means for the Lakers with this four games left on this really difficult road trip and what it would have meant for them to win this first game, to get two games under 500 instead of now four with these hard games left to play. All of those things are important, but don't change the fact that LeBron James should have been able to be in a situation where he needed to make one free throw out of two to win the game. And by the way, if he missed those free throws, everything is still the whole overtime plays out differently because, first of all, Patrick Beverly doesn't get the Lakers a stupid technical and start them off down by a point, but also LeBron, they don't have to bounce back from that. If LeBron misses two free throws, the team is like, okay, we didn't get screwed. LeBron did something weird. He missed two free throws. That's surprising. Let's go win it in overtime. Mentally, to come back from that play and that non-call and have to go into the overtime, I'm not saying they shouldn't have played better. I'm not saying that is difficult. I'm just saying to come back from that. Even LeBron, I think for the first minute, 2 minutes of that overtime period, I think was still on tilt. And, it took a couple, at least one shot that felt like it was a 6-point swing. LeBron takes a quick early shot three, I think because he was pissed off. Jaylen Brown comes out and makes the one on the other end. 6-point swing right there at the beginning of the overtime. I don't know what the league does about this. I don't know if it's a fourth official. I don't know.
I've been calling for a fourth official for a few years now.
Yeah. I don't know if it's some form of VAR. I don't know if it's some form of automatic replay or I get it. It's different than football that has like automatic replays, the NFL, like on every turnover, because the game naturally stops in the end and it doesn't in the NBA. And there could be a lot of times where you'd have to be like, okay, how do we rewind play? So I get all of these problems. What the NBA can't keep doing is what they're doing now, which is
our release
reports saying, sorry, we bleeped this up, which again is good from a transparency standpoint. So at least the fans know they're trying to be honest and not like rig games or whatever, but it doesn't help. It doesn't help solve the problem of officiating getting worse at a time when it's only getting harder and harder and harder to officiate these games properly.
Yeah. I mean, it just,
I'm sympathetic.
You should
be
feeling all of what you feel right now. They really have needed a fourth official for a while because the game is too fast now and too spread out. Like for a long time, everything used to be all bunched up within like 15 feet. It's easier to keep track of everything.
Right, you let every game play out like it's pro wrestling. So basically nothing is a foul. It makes it very easy to call games. Right. Nothing is ever a foul ever. And and every game is, you go back to the Jordan documentary and the most shocking thing about it is like these highlights of Jordan against the Pacers in like the Eastern Conference Finals. And there's 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter and it's 86-82. Like nobody wants to watch that.
Yeah, I've been thinking for a while, for a few years, I've said it before, they need a fourth official. The game's just too fast, too athletic, too spread out. You can't expect three people to cover this.
It's just frustrating. And it's embarrassing for the league. It's embarrassing for the game. And then doubly, it is taking a Lakers team that, geez, it may not be quite as bad as everybody thought, with 2-10 and all that stuff. And, you start to combine the games that the Lakers effed up on their own and should have won with two or three now that the league, through the bad officiating, has robbed them of a chance to win. And four games under 500 could at the very least be 500. Yeah. It could be a game over 500. And, this looks more and more like a team I think people would want to see in the playoffs.
Look, we're going to get into a lot more of this from Monday's show. We're going to get into more details from this game. For those unaware, the Pacers and Miles Turner worked out an extension, which there is some degree of disagreement about whether or not he is still trade eligible this season. But if nothing else, it is it's a wrinkle of complication. If not,
it's less likely to be traded to Lakers now.
It certainly seems that way, if nothing else. So that's something we'll definitely want to get into. Lonnie Walker returned for this game. Austin Reeves is going to be reevaluated on Thursday. So a lot we will get into on Monday, but we felt it was really appropriate for this game to just let this be I wouldn't say a place for healing because I doubt any of y'all feel good now, but at least at least we were there for you in the way the referees clearly were not there for the Lakers.
A rare Sunday effort. So before we go, Andy, we do have a couple notes, including this.
Well, that Locked On Lakers is brought to you by Prize Picks. Laker fans, if you have not signed up for Prize Picks yet, you are missing out on daily fantasy made easy. Prize Picks has the best NBA DFS prop game on the market. They offer more NBA props than any other DFS prop operator, superstar players, bench players, no refs, because you wouldn't want to select any of them. Just pick two to six players and predict whether or not they will notch more or less than their Prize Picks stats projection. You can win up to 25 times your money. Prize Picks offers everything from NFL to women's college basketball, disc golf even. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. Safe, fast withdrawals. Download the Prize Picks app. Go to prizepicks.com. Sign up. Play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 using the promo code LOCKEDON. Do not forget, again, that promo code locked on at the sign up. You want your instant match. If you're not playing Prize Picks, you don't know what you're missing.
Like yeah, I'm waiting for
missing calls.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Prize Picks to create a daily fantasy category for Lakers that end up being screwed on the 2-minute report. Anyway, go to TurboTax.
Pick LeBron. Pick LeBron.
Yeah.
Strong bet. Pick LeBron.
Locked On Lakers also brought to you by TurboTax. Andy, go to TurboTax and don't do your taxes. Meet with an expert who will do them for you. TurboTax experts can relieve you from the stress of taxes and file for you so you can do not taxes. You can show your eyes things that aren't taxes. You can unpack a moving box of not taxes. You can go climb a mountain of not taxes, eat things that are not taxes, write angry letters to the league about the officiating, things that are not taxes. Mm-hmm. With TurboTax, an expert will do your taxes from start to finish, ensuring that your taxes are done right, guaranteed, so you can relax and really let that angry letter flow so there are no typos, so that there are no issues with syntax or grammar, and that Adam Silver understands that. You know what? Write David Stern too, because you're that mad, and maybe the ghost of David Stern can fix this as well. But Adam Silver can fix it, and he will feel good that you're done with your taxes and that you wrote a beautiful letter. Come to TurboTax and don't do your taxes. Write letters instead. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Intuit TurboTax, full service products only. Video meeting while expert does your taxes is required. See the guarantee at TurboTax.com/guarantees. All right. See everybody Monday.